Young's bill, H.R. 232, would allow states to select or purchase up to 2 million acres of national forest land for logging or other uses. Petersburg's Borough Assembly came out against that bill earlier this month, citing concerns over state management of forest land, potential loss of federal funding, and U.S. Forest Service jobs. Young explained to a couple dozen residents why he's supporting that bill.
The Tongass was not allowed to be selected lands when we became a state. We were allowed 103 million acres of land as a state of our selection of lands that were not reserved at that time. And the Tongass was reserved. So the only land you have are the communities themselves. There are no other lands. There's no opportunity of any other type of resource development, and you have to have resources development in time you will need it. So if you don't want it, Petersburg doesn't want it, that's your business. But I am still going to push for 2 million acres of land in southeast Alaska for the people in southeast Alaska for the improvement of each of their communities.
Petersburg receives payment in lieu of taxes or PILT payments because the borough cannot collect property tax on the federal land. Within the borough, 96% of land is part of the national forest. The borough in the past has also received payments for schools and road work under the Secure Rural Schools Act. That program, passed by Congress in 2000, increased and stabilized the forest receipt payments that had once depended on federal revenue from timber sales and other economic activity on national forests. It has meant hundreds of millions to rural communities near national forests around the country. Both PILT payments and Secure Rural Schools need reauthorization by Congress to continue. Young said his bill would not impact those payments.
Because you're not going to lose your PILT monies, you won't lose your rural school monies if there's any monies. And I say if, I think we're going to still maintain that. The whole thing was based upon, very frankly, stumpage. We don't cut any more trees, so if they want to save the trees, then they ought to pay for it. And so I think your school funding will be somewhat protected, maybe not increased, but protected. That's what I predicted it will happen as part of the program.
Both PILT and Secure Rural Schools payments are based on the amount of forest land in a borough. Audience members challenged Young on that point, questioning how Petersburg's federal payments could remain the same if there's less national forest land in Alaska.
You won't lose any money. If you lose any money from that selection, I won't run again. Okay? That's how confident I am you're not losing any money.
The topic of federal funding also came up for other programs. Audience members thanked him for his past support of funding for Essential Air Service, the Alaska Sea Grant Program, and public broadcasting. Funding for those programs would be eliminated under a budget proposed by President Trump. Young thinks Congress will approve a budget with those programs funded. Here he is addressing Essential Air Service, which pays airlines to provide stops in Alaska communities.
Now, in the lower 48, it has been abused. There's people put in airports, some of the members of Congress put airports in their hometowns when there was only another airport 20 miles away. But here we don't have that alternative, so we're pretty sure the delegation is going to be able to protect essential air sources for Alaska.
Alaska Airlines receives a $1.6 million payment to serve Petersburg each year. Young was also thanked for his lack of support for a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which was withdrawn from the House when it lacked the votes. Young said he expected to have another bill on health insurance up for consideration by the House by this July. He also answered questions on climate change, enforcement of federal law on marijuana, cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency, and a repeal of prohibited hunting practices on federal wildlife refuges in the state. Young is visiting numerous communities around the state as well as attending a conference on the Arctic in Seattle. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.